Welcome to the Voice of Destiny Show with your host, Dr. Daniel Hopp, where kingdom information and revelation is power to be, do, and have everything God has destined for you. For more information about Voice of Destiny or to order copies of today's show, visit our website at voiceofdestiny.org. That's voiceofdestiny.org. And become a fan on Facebook or follow us on Twitter under the name of The VOD Show.
Hey guys, welcome to the Voice of Destiny Show. If this is your very first time tuning in, I'm your host, Dr. Daniel Hopp. Our vision is to bring you the gospel of Jesus' kingdom culture so that you can be, do, and have everything that God has destined for you. The Bible tells us in Matthew 6:33 that there are instructions for our life here on earth. And that is instructions from Jesus that we should seek first the kingdom of God, the domain of God first, and everything that we have need of will be added to us. His domain and his righteousness, his principles, his order, these should be our highest priorities. And as kingdom citizens, we must distinguish ourselves by people that are moving into the atmosphere of a new year with a mindset not just to be successful, not just to be influential, not just to be opulent, but to be obedient to the instructions to expand not our personal kingdom, but the kingdom of God. And so with this in mind, I've invited Ella Coleman, inspirational speaker Ella Coleman, to join us again to continue a conversation that we have been having about preparing for the atmosphere of the new year. And Ella, it was an incredible conversation we had when you were here the last time, and we were talking about the purpose of a new year. We talked about the need to be quiet before the Lord, to get communications from God for the new year. We talked about the importance of us hearing the voice of God. But this whole idea of hearing the voice of God is a very challenging prospect for many people, because many people who are even believers believe that the preacher can hear from God, that the prophet can hear from God, a very super high Christian can hear from God, but most of them aren't persuaded that they themselves can hear from God. Can you talk to us about the promise of us as everyday believers being able to tap into that communication with God and how we need to use the information?
Well, one thing about it is, we're in now New Testament times. So a lot of things have changed because at one point in time, God did speak mainly through the prophets, you know, and he spoke through those whom he had picked to speak through to a people. And it wasn't that he wasn't saying anything to anybody else. It was just this is the way that it was because of the fall. You know, when Adam fell in the garden, that brought a disconnect. And brought a communication problem. Okay,
can I say this? Yeah, but Ella, when man fell in the garden, God cut off diplomatic relationship with humanity.
Right.
He did that.
Right, absolutely.
And we, in America, we know that and from an American perspective, that there are certain countries that we don't talk with. Okay, but even though we're not talking with those countries, there are people that we're connected with that may continue to talk with them. Like often Switzerland serves as an intermediary between countries that are hostile to us and us.
Right.
And so we understand that from the natural. And so when we were under the Old Testament and when we were individuals that were not in Christ, we didn't have any legal right to have communication with God. And so now that Jesus has come to give us life and life more abundantly, one of the great benefits of salvation is that our communication ties with God gets restored, not only so that we can talk and address him, but so that he can talk back to us. And so you were saying that we need to understand that it's not the way it was. We're in a new day, and the benefit of the new day is that we can hear from God.
Right, a new dispensation of grace. That's the time frame that we're in right now as far as the kingdom on earth. But I want to just say this, that, you know, when Jesus paid the price for us on the cross and then he was raised from the dead, what basically happened there is that we were reconciled back to God through that process. And then we became kings and priests before God. We acquired, of course, a royal status again with God and back to be in communion with God. So, you know, it says that we are a royal priesthood, a chosen generation, you know. And so God restored us through Christ Jesus our Lord. And so now mm-hmm. we can go boldly to the throne of grace. And we don't have to, you know, we don't have to be tiptoeing around. God wants us to access him. He sent his son. He had his son suffer the way he did because that's how much he loves us. And because he does love us, he wants to communicate with us now. And so, God, one thing I find out is that sometimes I go to God, and I'm telling you, he pours out so much. I have to just lay before him and just say, God, you know, you're telling me a whole lot. And sometimes I just have to get a pencil and just start writing. Sometimes I have to get a tape recorder and just record prophetically what he is saying to me because I don't want to miss it because God is just pouring so lavishly into me until I just, you know, I feel so privileged. And I'm like, God, you know, and he'll say things that, I mean, when God makes the you know, when he begins to speak to you, you know, you might be going to him for one thing, but then he's going to tell you something else. And so, because he's God, and he's like, I know you're concerned about this, but that's not really your concern. I got that taken care of. This is what I want you to focus on. And he'll just go just like that, and he'll begin to speak to you, and he'll, you know, he'll reassure you. You know, my daughter, he says to me, you know, I have you covered. I'm going to work through all of your concerns. You know, he reassures us. He's not a God that's beating us over the head. He's a God that's bringing us to commune with him and saying, come, come, my beloved, come, you know. And so this is the God that I know. Now, I know that if God can also speak and let you know what, I am not pleased with this. His Holy Spirit can convict you if you are doing something that's out of line with his word and you are a person that he hasn't trusted. So God will say, no, 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 this is not the way I want you to handle this. Now go back and talk to that person. You had the wrong tone with that person. God can tell you those things. People know this. And so that's God talking to you when he convicts your heart. He convicts you when you wrong someone, a brother or a sister. This is when God. And so a lot of people may not want to hear it, you know, and some people want to ignore it if they don't want to apologize, you know.
So now,
and I'm going to give you one example. Go ahead. That's all right. Go ahead.
So now that we know that we could have confidence that God hears us, and that God's communicating to us. Habakkuk models this to us in the second chapter of Habakkuk. He says, I will stand at my watch and station myself on the ramparts. There, God has a spot to communicate to us. And he says, I will look to see. And I want us to look at that. I will look to see what he will say to me. So most people don't look to see what somebody is saying. They usually listen to hear what somebody is saying. And God is having Habakkuk to address this so that we would not put him in the box of how he's going to communicate. He may do it with words. He may do it with impressions. He may do it with dreams. God will do whatever it takes to communicate to you. And one of the most important reasons why God wants to talk to us is so that we can set priorities. Habakkuk, the second chapter, verse 2 says, then the Lord replied, write down the revelation and make it plain on tablets so that a herald may run with it. For the revelation awaits an appointed time. It speaks of the end and will not prove false. Though it linger, wait for it. It will certainly come and will not delay. We're going to come back after this break, and let's talk about how once God has clearly communicated to us and given us an impression, how do we take what God has spoken to us and turn it into a priority? And what is a priority, and how do we make them? We'll be right back.
If you're enjoying this prophetic and provocative conversation, give thanks with me for our monthly voice partners who help us to carry the gospel of Jesus' kingdom culture to our generation. You too can become a distinguished monthly voice partner with a partnership gift of $15 to $45 a month. Our partners receive a monthly voice package that empowers them to be, do, and have everything God has destined for them. You too can become a monthly voice partner. Just go to the partners page at voiceofdestiny.org. That's voiceofdestiny.org. And register today as a monthly voice partner. to keep the Voice of Destiny show in your community.
And welcome back, brothers and sisters. If you've just tuned in, you've been listening to the Voice of Destiny show. I'm having a provocative conversation with inspirational speaker Ella Coleman about what it is that we need to do as kingdom citizens to prepare for the atmosphere of the new year. And we've clearly talked about the importance of hearing from God. If we're going to go into the new year should not take us by surprise. We're God's people. We're his sheep. We hear his voice. And so because God speaks to us, we need to make a quality decision not to slide into another year, but to decide into the new year based on what God has spoken to us, which suggests, Ella, that we should have priorities based on what God has spoken to us. Explain to us what a priority is and how do we use what God has spoken to us to make a priority and release a priority or keep priorities in the way that we're using our time, talent, and resources for the new year.
Well, a priority is something that is set as something important that must be put first. It must take first place. It must get attention. It must be acted upon. It is something that is extremely important to our destiny, to our well-being, and to the will of God. And therefore, we are in need always to set priorities according to God's will. And it says even to establish. When you establish something, it means that you are making it so that it's constant, it's stable, it's secure.
Now, I know, Ella, that I have trials, testings, and opportunities show up. And then I'm forced to make a decision which one I'm going to go with because there are many voices speaking to me, and a lot of times I naturally want to respond to the loudest voice. So help me to understand.
This is the thing. What did God say? You always have to go back to what he said because I'm going to tell you, as soon as you start walking with God and walking out what he has said for you to do in your life, whether it's a call or whether it's something that a gift he wants you to use or whatever it is, and you start walking out that thing that God spoke to your heart, I'm going to tell you all kind of stuff can start happening. You have to make a decision that what God says takes priority over what man, friends, associates, family. God takes priority. What he says has priority over everyone else. So when God calls us to do something, we got a call from a corporation or something like that that said, well, okay, now you're supposed to be, you know, God said, all right, I want you to be in ministry. Let's put it this way, a full-time ministry and whatever that is. That could be going out into the missions field. That could be working with youth in the neighborhood. That could be feeding the hungry. That could be just preaching the word. That could be working in a hospital ward and going in and praying with people, whatever. But when God tells you that he wants you to do something, and then someone else comes along and says, you know what, we got this thing going on, and you would be the perfect person for it. We're going to do this, and this. And, oh my goodness, well, how many meetings do you have? Well, we have about four meetings. We have a meeting a week, you know. No, you can't go to the homeless shelter. You can't go and do the things that God told you to do because now you've been sidetracked over here to do something, and it's not even in your call. You have to be able to not only know what God has told you, but to be able to discern between what he wants you to do and what he doesn't want you to do. I'm an editor, a publisher, even though I have those skills and gifts, I know that that's not my number one calling. You know, I'm multi-gifted, multi-talented. And it can be hard for you when you're like that because what happens is, I can do a lot of stuff. I can produce magazines, books. I can speak. I can do this. I can do that. But I have to, first of all, say, what is God telling me to do now? And so when God tells you to do something, a friend of mine recently said, you know, I got a group of students and, you know, you could help them publish their book. No, I can't. Because my assignment right now, I could do it. And I'm going to publish some this year. I mean, coming up in 2015. But it's what God has told me to publish.
So one of the
It's not
one of the
what
keys...
somebody else is telling me they want me to publish. It's what God has told me to publish. And so... the thing is, you have to be able to discern. So I told him very politely, you know, I am right now going to be preaching and teaching the word, speaking, preaching, teaching, speaking, and publishing the work that God has put before me. I have two books I have to work on, and then I'm able to help a couple other people. And that's going to be it for 2015 because what the work that I have to do in 2015 is going to require me to be focused. I can't be over here publishing everybody's book.
Wow.
You know.
So,
and so,
so let's do this. Let's come back after this break and talk about one of the most practical things that visionaries and champions do not to abnormally use their priorities or abuse their gifts, their talents, and their resources to stay on priority, and that is to write it down. That's why God told Habakkuk, write it down, not only for yourself but for others, that they will run and collaborate with you. A lot of times when people are coming with these destructive, indecent proposals, it's not that they mean any harm. It's that they don't understand what your priority is. And in order for you to keep your priority, we need to learn the art of writing and capturing the rhema word of God, or what we understand to be the debar, which is another Old Testament word for word, which means God's business. We must learn the art of capturing or writing the debar of the Lord. And so let's come back after this break and let's talk about, you know, the writing process. How do I capture what I feel is God's impression for me, and how do I organize it, and what do I do to put in motion these priorities that I'm documenting that God wants me to do? We'll be right back.
I do not choose to be a common man. It is my right to be uncommon if I can. I seek opportunity, not security. I do not wish to be a kept citizen, humbled and dulled by having the state look after me. I desire to take the calculated risk, to dream and to build, to fail and to succeed.
YI Institute is an entrepreneur and leadership program for youth that teaches personal leadership, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship. Register your youth today at yicenter.com. That's yicenter.com. And your youth will learn how not to die in poverty, but to have poverty die in them.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters. If you just tuned in, you are listening to the Voice of Destiny show. Our vision, again, is to bring you the gospel of Jesus' kingdom culture so that you can be, do, and have everything that God has destined for you. I'm being mindful of something that Dr. Mao said, that the greatest tragedy of life is living a life without purpose. So many people live their lives as wandering generalities and never become a destiny specific. In fact, many of the social scientists are telling us right now that not even 20% of the people on the planet are conscious of a purpose or acting on that purpose. If you're one of those people that you cannot really stand before God and really say, I understand what my purpose is, you need to know that God wants you to know it, that purpose, more than you want to know it. And so when we begin to talk about the importance of preparing for the atmosphere of the new year, it's all because of purpose. But most of us do not prepare for the new year because we don't have a sense of purpose of why we exist. What is our purpose? Where we are going in life? What is God's destiny for our life? Because we are unconscious of that. Many of us have slid into every year of our lives without going into it without a clarity of purpose. And we've been talking about preparing for that atmosphere, and it's because of this burden of purpose that God has given man. All of us have a sense of something that we were born to do that's bigger than ourselves. And so we've been talking about the strategies for that. And Ella, one of the great techniques for not getting off priority, not getting off focus or vision, is to actually document what is the priority that God wants us to have. Can you walk us through a process of of documenting a priority, the priority that God's given for us, because this is new to many of us. Many of us have not been taught to treat our New Year as a sacred thing. As far as most of us have gone is setting out New Year's resolutions. But how is that different from a kingdom priority that God has given us?
Well, a New Year's resolution is something that a person just makes personally on their own that they want to accomplish, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so they set out to try to do that, and they start out with a big bang and usually end up with a little fizzle. but a kingdom priority is one that is backed by God, one that is divinely given from on high. It is sacred. It is it is linked to your eternity. Even though you've been given it in time, you will be given an account of it when you go before the judgment seat of Christ. God is going to really look at everything that we do. And so and we'll be covered by the blood of Jesus. But the thing about it is, we do want our works to follow us. It's not we're not just working or nothing like that, but you know, we don't want our works burned up. And the Bible talks about, you know, works following us. We do want to enter in, and we want our works to follow us. So the thing about it is, when God tells us something to do, we really do need to write it down. So if there's something on your heart, and see, this is what some people are waiting for a big bang. They're waiting for some kind of, I don't know, something to fall out of the sky. But a lot of times God has already spoken to your heart. God might have told you to start a daycare. God might have told you to write a book. God might have told you to do a lot of things. And when you talk to people, they say these things. They've heard from God, but they have not acted upon it. You know, I'm supposed to write a book. Well, I finished the book this year, but you know what? I knew I was supposed to, and I wrote it down, and I did it. But if I didn't make it a priority to continue to work on that book January, February, I finally got the book out in late October, okay, early November. And so, but in order to get a book, and I want to get two books done in 2015, I've already written that down. And so, before that end of 2015, I want to have published two more books. And so I'm not just sitting around writing all the time. So that means I've got to gauge my time. I've got to spend a certain amount of time on these things that God has put on my heart to do. And I'm not just sitting around writing books. You know, I'm actually really a speaker. And so, you know, God has you set your, and I've already written out, and December is usually, November, December is a time to begin to plan for the next year. So already I've written down, I think it's seven things that I must do. Yep, seven things I've already written down that God has put on my heart to do for 2015. And so, and what I had to do after I write down those things, I put down one, you know, like, and then I'll go and I'll put, you know, like Roman numeral one, and then you go, you know, A and B and C. Okay, so then you're going and you're, you know, like for instance, I am going to be doing more stuff through the through my ministry. I have a profit and a nonprofit. So then I've already written down some of the things that I want to do to even get the nonprofit, to get more going on with that, and to be able to also help more people through what I'm doing through the nonprofit organization. That is an arm that's important, because that is really the ministry arm of what I'm doing. And then I have a for-profit company. So then I am also, you know, God has given me these things. I mean, they didn't just drop out of the sky. I have written down both for what I'm going to do for both. And I have a timeline. So I've done that already.
So you're organizing based on your priorities, your days, your weeks, and your months. Talk to us about some of the important things that we need to observe to protect our passions and our focuses that God's given us.
Well, one of the things that we have to do to guard and protect the focus, the passion that God has put in your heart for what you're supposed to do, is that you have to absolutely have tunnel vision when it comes to these things. Because I'm going to tell you, people call me all the time. I'm a highly skilled individual, okay? That means I can do a lot of stuff. Mm-hmm. But you know what? I've learned that I'm not going to be doing a lot of stuff. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be doing what God is telling me to do. And so when somebody, and this is the other thing, there are people that want me on their boards and mm-hmm. so forth and so on, and I will be on one board or something like mm-hmm. that, or maybe two boards at the most, mm-hmm. but mm-hmm. I can't be on everybody's board, mm-hmm. you know. Why? Because I cannot have my energy scattered. Now, if it's in line with what God wants me to do, then here's mm-hmm. what I do. If I'm going to work with you, and I love helping people, don't get me wrong. I do help people. I help a lot of people. Mm-hmm. But the thing about it is this is the way I have to help them. I'm going to share a little wisdom here, because mm-hmm. having been a magazine publisher, you wear about 20 hats. You learn how to mm-hmm. Strategically move and to get things done, you know, without mm-hmm. messing yourself up. And mm-hmm. so if I'm going to work with, let's say I'm going to work with three community projects, okay, and mm-hmm. people want me there, they want me on that board. I've done something when he was alive with Dave Thomas, you know, because it's in Columbus, and Wendy's comes out of Columbus, and I was mm-hmm. able to work with him on a project. And that was a priority at the time. I knew that God opened that door. But here's the thing. When you're going to work with someone, you are going to work with them on your terms and what you can supply. So mm-hmm. as a magazine publisher, as a person with the skills and gifts that I had, what I do is say, okay, here's what I can offer. I can offer you, you know, publicity through the publication. I can offer you, I do radio programs. You know, I can put you on a radio program, like what you, me being on your radio program today. I do what I'm mm-hmm. already doing. Mm-hmm. I can work with you with what I'm already doing. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to mm-hmm. reinvent the wheel for all these people. Mm. So they have to use my skill set the way I want to use them for them, not the way wow. they want me to use it for them. You know, they might wow. say, well, we want you to create 20 radio programs for us. Wow. Well, no, you can come on my radio program. It's wow. already created. So well, that's look. Where you learn the wisdom of how you deal with people when you want to help them. You help them on your terms. But mm. that doesn't mean you don't, you know, you follow the rules, you treat people right, you do what you're supposed mm-hmm. to do, you're cordial, you're kind, you know what I mean? You're not right. being mean, exactly. but you're basically saying, look, okay, here's what I can do. You want me on the committee? Okay, here's what I can do. This is what I do. So I will put you in what I'm doing.
Now, Ella, we're okay. down to our last. We're down to our last okay. minute, and I want our listeners to know one of the great things that they can do to prepare for the atmosphere of the new year is to read your new book that you've just published. Can you let our listeners know about how to tap into your websites and your resources to be able to take advantage of the book that you just produced?
Absolutely. The name of my book is Purposeful Living: Building Authentic Life and Legacy. That's Purposeful Living, Building an Authentic Life and Legacy. And I talk about a lot of these things in this book. As a matter of fact, this is really about getting your life on purpose and being able to set the priorities. Everything that we've been talking about, hearing the voice of God, all of this is in this book, because I realize that in this day and time when we have so many distractions, I mean, yeah, I'm not going to say, but social media and all this stuff, I'm involved in it too. I mean, I, you know, people follow me. I follow the, you know, I'm on Twitter mm-hmm. and all these things. But I'm saying at the same time, I'm not on there all day, because you can't mm-hmm. write books if you're on social media all day. Okay?
Yeah.
So this
yeah.
is what I'm talking about, guys. You've got to set the priority. So Purposeful Living is a book that will help you to build an authentic life and legacy. That's what this book is about. It talks about how you can live purposefully, intentionally, and your steps are ordered by God. You don't have to struggle with this. But once you get it, you realize that the strategies that God gives to us, we can do this. We actually can do this.
Well, saints, we want to remind you that today is a day. Oh, okay.
I'm sorry. The website is Ella Coleman, that's ellacoleman.net. That's
ellacoleman.net.
Yes, and they can get the book there. And I also have purposemagazine.com, where they can get the book and they can see what we're doing.
So remember, today is the day the Lord has made for you, and that we're here for you 24/7 on voiceofdestinyonline.com. That's voiceofdestinyonline.com. God bless you.
You've been listening to the Voice of Destiny Show with your host, Pastor Daniel Huff. Remember, kingdom information and revelation is power to be, do, and have everything God has destined for you. For more information about Voice of Destiny or to order copies of today's program, visit voiceofdestiny.org. That's voiceofdestiny.org. And become a fan on Facebook or follow us at Twitter under the name of The VOD Show.